No FOMO vibes for Zerodha. MobiQuick is making a surprise entry into a new business. Swiggy, Zomato should brace for a tough current quarter. AI Kosh, which is India's AI data repository, is expanding.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's dive right in. So we all know 2025 seemed like the year of big IPOs, even 2024 was, but looks like absolutely no FOMO vibes for Zerodha. So here's what's in the news today. Zerodha co-founder and CEO Nitin Kamath, in an interview with CNBC TV18, has said that they don't need an IPO at all. So he has said that they don't need external funds and the added scrutiny of being a listed entity. Meanwhile, their biggest competitor, Grow, is gearing up for a massive public listing. So why is Zerodha staying out of the game? So here's the top reasons that Kamath has given. So one, they're self-sufficient. No capital crunch means no urgency to raise funds. Two, quarterly targets, shareholder scrutiny and regulatory hopes. So not exactly a dream scenario for Kamath. Three, Kamath himself doesn't believe the market will value them more than one or two times their current worth. Well, speaking of the stockbroking world, MobiQuick is making a surprise entry into a new business vertical itself. So that's right, MobiQuick, which went public very recently, is now diving into stockbroking and derivatives trading through its newly minted subsidiary, MobiQuick Securities Broking Private Limited. So the primary objective of this new entity is to engage in the business of dealing in shares, stocks, security, debt instruments, and even currencies and their derivatives. So the company also intends to act as a stock and commodity broker by acquiring membership in various stock and commodity exchanges in India and abroad. So with Grow leading in active users and Zerodha still a dominant force, and with newer players entering the active user base race, looks like the competition is really heating up, right? All right, let's take a look at what's happening inside the quick commerce space today. Looks like a very interesting report that has come out today. As per BOFA Securities, food delivery majors like Swiggy, Zomato should brace for a tough current quarter. So as per the report, losses resulting from the quick commerce business is going to be higher than what they were during the October-December period, which is the Q3. So this will likely weigh in on the performance of these companies. So the food delivery business for both Swiggy and Zomato is also likely to slow to around 16 to 18% in Q4 from 20% that was estimated earlier. So the even bigger issue here is that food delivery funds quick commerce, right? So if both business struggle, it's going to be a double whammy for players like Zomato and Swiggy. Now, other quick commerce players like Zepto, Flipkart Minutes, Big Basket are also feeling the heat. But since Swiggy and Zomato are publicly listed, they need to show results every quarter. So investors are watching. Let's also wait and watch what's coming, right? Next up, Lightspeed India's partner, Dev Kare, dropped some serious wisdom at the SaaS Bhoomi event that happened in Chennai today. So all the AI startups out there, please do take a note. AI, he says, is the great equalizer. Everyone, whether in India or the Silicon Valley or anywhere else, has access to the same AI tech. But what's going to be the real differentiator? According to him, it's on the go-to-market strategy and execution. So in India, AI isn't about replacing humans. It's about enhancing human-driven services. So think customer support, healthcare, financial advisory. So AI can make these services more scalable and more profitable. So if you are a startup betting on AI, don't just build tech, nail your go-to-market strategy. So this is what was in the minds of many investors at the event. So startup founders, I hope you're all taking notes. And finally, let's talk about something very crucial for AI, which is data, which is basically the backbone of whatever anyone's building on AI. So AI Kosh, which is India's AI data repository, is expanding and expanding fast. So now the government is calling on private companies, startups and research institutions to contribute non-personal India-specific data sets. So here are some of the key things to note, or what the government has said, is that submissions will follow strict data protection laws. Contributors must include metadata and licensing terms. AI Kosh will ensure standardization, refinement, and quality control. Now, why does this matter? Because AI is only as good as the data it's trained on. And if India wants world-class AI, all we need is world-class data sets. And that's the whole idea of this move. All right, that's a wrap for today. Shout out to our amazing reporters from Money Control's tech and startup team for the stories today. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. on all platforms, including the Money Control website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. See you next time for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 Podcast.